T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
D2 school, Concordia University, right here in Portland. They're closing up their doors, man. 115 years the school's been around. They say that.
What did it cost to go to that school?
$30,000.
Just that was just tuition.
Yeah. According to this, it says from Coin, tuition was $30,000 a year to go there.
Okay.
More than $30,000 a year. Their president said that they used to have upwards of like 8,000 students. They're down to 5,000. Just like enrollment. Not as many kids are going to college right now, and they don't want to spend a ton of money when they do. But you think about it.
Times.
Oh, big time.
The student debt that people have to deal with. Gosh. I mean, I don't know.
Saddled with it.
Yeah. It's so much. I can't even comprehend that going into the workforce and being hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt before I even got a job. Just scary.
It is. And so you are seeing a changing landscape in that realm. Like out of all of this, there's so many questions that I have when something like this happens. Like, what does it do to like your degree if you hold a degree from there? Like the college just ceases to exist.
What do you
mean?
So
does it mean anything? Like, because I saw some of my friends on like social media and stuff. They have degrees from Concordia.
Mm-hmm.
And like, what does this mean now? And I was like, that's a really good question. Is my degree worthless?
Well, no,
I don't know.
Of course not. You went through the
education.
You went to school. It's not worthless. I think anybody that's a smart person, when you put accredited schools, like the school's closed. But at the time, I earned from Concordia. Nobody would tell you it's a worthless degree. You put in the work, you put in the time, you paid the money, you got educated.
Okay. You go and you go to apply for a job and you say, I went to Concordia. How do they check that?
Because it's a school.
They're just going to take your word for it.
It's not going to evaporate and you can't erase it from time.
Well, I know,
but if they don't have like a registrar's or transcripts office anymore, like there's no more.
Yeah,
what do they do with the records?
Those records, I'm sure, have to be logged and kept for the sake of keeping those people a part of it.
And I told you, I have all of these questions, but I just don't know. Like, I do know this. My other thing was like, all right, well, what happens to these kids that work their butts off to get into a college? They go there and say you're like a junior and you have one more year to go and your degree is there, right?
Well, credits
your
transfer. Degree is there. Credits
I know
transfer.
They do.
Yeah.
I know they do. But are they going to transfer over to like I know George Fox is taking in a lot of those students.
Sure.
And I know the credits transfer. But what if like you're sitting there going, oh, so now to get my degree, I went here because it was $30,000. If I have to go to, I don't know, another college, X college. It's $45,000 a year. That sucks for those kids, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, it sucks a lot. And think of the student athletes. Where if you're going to a D2
school.
What
was the demographic that goes to Concordia? What was the demographic? Was it an upper echelon school? I don't know enough about it. Was it a more affluent school?
It is. Well, it's in North Portland.
Yeah.
Their campus
must
is actually
beautiful.
Pretty nice.
What happens to that land? Who's going to buy up that
gonna
stuff?
They're going to sell it.
I wonder if they'll keep the buildings because we have buildings that have been around since the early 1900s up there. Is there historic buildings?
I've been there
the
a few times. They used to be in our league when I was in college, and then they went D2.
Yeah.
Most of the buildings appeared newer.
Okay.
So
there's no historic buildings that are on the property.
I don't know. I haven't gone around like the whole place, but
what a beautiful piece of property. My gosh.
They've got. You sit there. Property is one thing. What about student athletes though? Like I got buddies that coach there.
Yeah.
And you sit there and you're like, what the hell? That is horrible for them. It's horrible for the student athletes because it's a Division II school. Well, guess what? We only got two of them here in Oregon.
Was it an immediate stop, like business, like stop, like shut down everybody? Are they continuing
the
through the semester?
Year.
Okay, so they're given a chance to finish the year out. Well, that's, at least they're allowing that.
Yeah.
They're not just shutting it down.
Man.
A walkout.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Like we got a lot of texts on this. This is incredible. They say, aside from the student athletes, I know for sure their nursing program is extremely hard to get into everywhere. So if you're already accepted and now I have to go and try to get in somewhere else, you might be screwed. Man, that sucks.
Well, this just says it stops April 25th.
Yeah, that's the end of their school year.
The April 25th, the end of their school year?
Yeah, they're in semesters.
Semesters stop April 25th?
They probably, for seniors, what? Probably.
Really? In some places they do. I mean,
if you
I remember
start in August.
Wow. When I was in college, I wouldn't get out until like June, and I had friends who would get out in April, late April.
Yeah, it says the last commencement ceremony is set for April 25th, and the law school is May 2nd. So, yeah, they have like law school and everything. See, like this is a, I mean, this is huge. And, you know, there's now a class action lawsuit filed by students there because financial aid is affected by it.
Sure.
Scholarships that have already been accepted, now rolling those over is affected by it. And just the timing of it all.
I wonder if there are freshman enrollees that ended up chose that school over another and lost out on other. Yeah, I mean, there's going to be windfalls and from all of it. Shortages.
Yeah.
Finances. You think in today's world where it feels like there's just so much money out there that the schools could be able to manage it, but they weren't able to do it.
Think of this kid, Peewin Anthony, chiming in and says, we had a kid at our school last week that signed with Concordia.
Yeah.
Signing day was last week.
Yeah.
Now, they don't have a football program. They have baseball, basketball, track, and golf, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But those kids are, poof, your scholarship that you worked your butt off for is now gone. Where are you going to go? Because every single scholarship has already been taken up. Because signing day was last week. You were 1 week away. Like that sucks for those.
Well, it does suck, but what do we think the overall reason is? Was it bad management? There's no enrollment? Concordia? There's no reason to go there anymore? I mean, there's got to be underlying reasons of what happened. Has leadership changed? I mean, financially, if it hasn't changed very much, what is the landscape of the world? Is the kids are not going to school as much anymore, not willing to pay that kind of money.
Yeah, they're saying that it's just a continual drop in enrollment. $8,000 or 8,000 students has continually kind of gone down year after year.
This text says horrible management in all caps.
Probably it. It's probably why you see it. It's probably why you see it so often. I can't imagine.
I'm sorry to hear that for the people.
Students.
Yeah, the students.
The faculty, the coaches there, that is awful. And the way that it went down, too, did you hear how they found out?
No.
Text message. Hey, classes are canceled today. We got a meeting at 10.
Is that not typical in today's world, though? Nobody communicates face-to-face anymore. Ooh. They send a text message. It's easy. It's non-confrontational. It's easy.
Well, yeah.
I know. It's pathetic.
It wasn't a text that said school's closing, but it was like, hey, by the way, your classes are canceled and you all need to be here at 10. We're going to do this. And then by the time that 10 o'clock meeting happened, the media had already reported it, and most of the students were finding out that way.
See, this text says because it's a Lutheran school, they pulled their funding, which, in the religious world, there's a lot of funding that goes through when it has affiliation. You get backing from the church. That's a big deal.
Yeah. Well, we're thinking for you guys that are affected by this. That sucks. It's kind of a wild thing that it happens, and it's not like in the last 10 years. We've had Cascade College, Merrillhurst, in Lead down in Lake Oswego, and now Concordia here. Changing landscape.
Do we see more and more of closing these smaller schools like this that are so highly funded?
Maybe.
I mean, I'm sort of high cost.
High cost, coming down. Probably, maybe it's what's education bubble.
What's it cost right now? Do you know off the top of your head what's it cost to go to Oregon and Oregon State, just state school wise, fully in? If you said tuition and books and then also lodging, like what are you in at Oregon State or Oregon, even collegiate? I mean, when I talk about state schools,
I know that some
fair to guess.
I know some of the private schools are upwards of like
60,000-70,000.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm thinking like 50-55 just for tuition. To a school.
What?
Yeah. For private schools, not Oregon, Oregon State.
No.
Yeah. Not Oregon, Oregon State. Definitely not those.
Looks like for Oregon, average annual cost $25,000 a year. In-state for just tuition and fees, $10,000 a year. Out-of-state, $33,000 a year.
So really, when you're living on campus and you go through it all and your cost of living and you got another, you're in at 35 grand, close to 40, don't you think?
Yeah.
Well, with your food and your car and all that stuff by the time you're in it.
I think they're saying it's, for in-state, it's about $25,000 per person. For out-of-state, it's almost $48,000 a year per person.
This tech, or here, Lewis and Clark College is $47,000 just in tuition.
Jeez.
Reed College, $52,000. University of Portland, $44,000. Willamette University, $47,000. Jets just tuition.
I don't know how people are affording it. No. I have no idea. I know student loans like that too are insane. But
well,
I know how they're doing it.
A lot of people, if you're just going to school, you go to community college for a couple of years. You get your undergrad done, your gen ed classes done, and then you go and you focus on your degree at a 4-year and you bite the bullet.
Yeah, I get that. But that doesn't help the universities, does it? Because you're not getting a lot of incoming freshmen. So tuition money's down. So you're right. If more junior colleges are more efficient.
That's where you're seeing it.
Yeah.
That's how people are affording it. And that's where we see schools like this, are falling so hard in the tuition realm.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.